Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Today we're going to start the study of John chapter 4. My simple chapter summary is as follows. Jesus talks to the Samaritan woman about living water. Jesus talks to his disciples about the harvest. And then at the end of the chapter, Jesus heals an official's son. I've encouraged you to look for key verses in each chapter. Verses that are important to you or that summarize an important point or that you think is important. I chose one. I'll share from John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, which I believe we should all memorize, a very important verse. Jesus said, "The hour comes and now is when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to be his worshipers. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." This tells us a lot about God and what he desires of us. As we see in this, we'll see in this chapter 4, God seeks worshipers who worship in spirit and in truth. This should also be clear in our understanding of Bible study. When we open the Bible, we're not just coming to study a book, we're coming to God himself. So we begin by worshiping and honoring him. He wants us to worship him in all that we do. His word gives us truth about who we are and who he is. Our meditation on his word is not just an intellectual study, but an interaction with the living God. It begins by acknowledging his presence and worshiping him. That is why we always begin by preparing our hearts to hear the word of the Lord. So let's pray together. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to worship you, for pursuing relationship with us. We thank you for your love and grace. We pray that your Spirit would guide us in this study and open our eyes and our hearts to understand your word, to know your will, to do your will. Pray that you'd fill us with love today and make us true worshipers. And may the glory of Christ be revealed in the sharing of his word. So today I want to begin with the first section, John chapter 4, verses 1 to 15. And just a word note, I've decided to extend this study for 2 weeks instead of 1 week. It's a bit long and a bit easier. I'm traveling now and trying to stay abreast of everything. But this first section in John chapter 4, verses 1 to 15, I've entitled, "Jesus asks for a drink and offers a drink." So first we see that in verses 1 to 9, Jesus asks the woman for a drink. Now I want to begin by talking about Samaritans. After Solomon's death in the Old Testament, the 10 tribes that followed Jeroboam formed their own kingdom. They followed him into idolatry and refused to go to Jerusalem to worship at the temple. Years later, after the 10 tribes had been taken into captivity by the king of Assyria, that king also sent various nations to live in Samaria with the Jewish people who remained. They intermingled and intermarried, forming a strange mix of religion and culture. 2 Kings chapter 17:33 says, "They feared the Lord, yet served their own gods." They became known as Samaritans. They adopted the book of Moses as their scriptures and set up a place of worship on Mount Gerizim. They were far from having accurate knowledge of the truth, but did know something about the coming of the Messiah. The Samaritans claimed to have the same God as the Jews, but bitter animosity developed between them. That is why it says in John 4:9, Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. They would not talk to them and avoided going through their territory if they could. Jesus offered the Samaritans the water of life and told them the way of salvation. He told them that God is a spirit and that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So let's begin at verse 1. "Therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself didn't baptize, but it was his disciples. So he left Judea and departed for Galilee. And it says in verse 4, he needed to pass through Samaria. It was faster to go to Galilee through Samaria, but most people chose to go around rather than passing through Samaria because they disliked the Samaritans. Jesus did not seem to be in a hurry, but went through Samaria anyway. It says he needed to pass through Samaria. Jesus was compelled by the Spirit, I believe, to go through Samaria to give them the light and life of God. He had no prejudice. Jesus was Spirit-led. He did not make the decision to go through Samaria just to save time. The Spirit put an urgency in his heart to go through Samaria, ultimately, to meet this woman at the well. This is what I call Spirit-led evangelism. It's not based on strategy or formulas, but on following the leading of the Spirit of God. Verse 5, so he came to Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Sychar was near Shechem. According to Genesis 39, Jacob bought a piece of land near Shechem and dug a well there. The land was historically important to Jews and to Samaritans, who both claimed Jacob as their father. Verse 6, Jacob's well was there. Therefore, being tired from his journey, Jesus sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. Jesus was tired from his journey. It probably took 2 days to walk from Judea to this place in Samaria. Jesus was fully human. He was tired. Jesus also knew what it meant to be hungry, weary, and thirsty. He also experienced all of the other human feelings and emotions we feel because he had become a human being. It was the sixth hour, which was about noon. Verse 7, a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. The woman was surprised that Jesus, a Jew, would speak to her. She probably was also surprised that a man would speak to a woman that didn't know her. And Jesus asked her to give him a drink. This request also surprised her because Jews and Samaritans despised each other and had nothing to do with each other. So we see in the next section, the next five verses, verses 10 to 15, that Jesus offers her a drink. He said in verse 10, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. This story teaches us a lot about how Jesus shared the gospel with people. He began with a felt need. He offered her living water. The woman did not understand what Jesus meant when he spoke about the gift of God, which referred to living water. However, she didn't know that her life was empty and that she was thirsty for something that could quench her soul. She did not understand who was the giver of the gift. However, through this conversation, we will observe how her understanding of Jesus changed. At this point, he was just a strange Jew who asked for a drink of water and now offered living water. She did not understand, but she was interested. Verse 11, the woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with. The well is deep, so where do you get the living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his children and his livestock? She first asked, where do you get the living water? Like Nicodemus, the woman was only thinking in the physical realm. She asked Jesus how he could draw water from this well that was so deep. The woman questioned Jesus' ability and authority. It sounded to her like he was saying that he could provide better water than their ancestor Jacob. That is why she asked, are you greater than our father Jacob? People have all kinds of thoughts and misconceptions about God, religion, salvation, etc., based on their background and experience. It's natural that they would ask these kinds of questions. Jesus did not answer directly most of her questions, but kept pointing her to the truth. He began to explain to her about living water versus physical water. In verse 13, it says, Jesus answered her, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never thirst again, but the water that I give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I don't get thirsty, and neither come all the way here to draw. So Jesus told her again about the living water. Whoever drinks of the water I give will never thirst again. It will become not just a well, but a spring welling up within that person, he said. He was talking to her about something that would truly quench her thirst and satisfy her soul. The woman said, well, give me this water so I don't have to get thirsty and walk all the way here to get water anymore. Throughout the Bible, God offers living water from the beginning to the end of the scripture. In John 7, 37 to 39, which we'll study in a few weeks, Jesus said on the last day, the greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him would later receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given. Also in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 and 2, it says, come, all of you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you have no money. Come, buy and eat. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on that which is not bread in your labor, on that which does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest fare. This is an invitation to come by grace freely, the water, the food that God offers us. And finally, in Revelation 21, verse 17, the last, I think that's 22, 17, sorry. It says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. So we see that from the Old Testament to the last chapter in the New Testament, God is offering people life, the living water, the life of God himself. Jesus came to give the water of life to those who are thirsty. He offers living water to us every day. He offers living water to people who are sinful and broken, like this woman at the well. May God fill us every day with the living water of his life and make us vessels of living water that overflow from us to others with the good news and of the grace and love of God for every person. We will continue in the next session. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for coming to us and coming to broken people like the Samaritan woman, people like us, who have failed, sinned, and who are thirsty and broken, but you come and offer us life through the cross and offer to give us your own life through your Spirit to indwell us. Fill us every day with your Spirit, and we pray that you would make us true worshipers who know you and love you and serve you and worship you in spirit and in truth. We pray in your name. Amen.